The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell with you. We are in studio here, Dell and I, but Lance is joining us from the Kolache Factory this morning, right here on ESPN 97.5.
That's not exactly accurate. I'm actually on Radio Row.
What?
I'm just going to lay it out here. I don't know how you and Dell are going to feel about this, but I think it's pretty low rate that we're not at the Super Bowl having the same level of experiences that other radio stations are having. They're getting to have fun on their radio rows, broadcasting from places that serve breakfast. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm a little jealous. I'm not even going to lie. So today I'm going to be broadcasting live on location. We had some technical difficulties here with one of the microwaves, but I'm really excited, guys. This is a huge day here. Super Bowl in 2 days. I'm live here on Radio Row, ish, and
it's not really radio.
Can't wait, we got a lot of great guests coming by too. Tim Brown is going to come by today.
Yeah,
on here in Radio Row at 9:15. So really looking forward to that, and really excited.
But he's going to call in from Minnesota. I mean, you're not. You're in Houston.
Well, but John, in a way, it's Radio Row.
Not really.
In a way.
Not at all. It's not.
Well, I mean,
you're in
if
Houston.
Another station has people calling on a phone line while they're in a ordering hash browns or laying in a bed, is that kind of like Radio Row?
No. That's if you get kicked out and you can't go there and you just still had stuff set up that they call in. That's what's happening with us with Tim Brown. He's going to call us from Minnesota.
But live here on Radio Row at the Kolache Factory on Chimney Rock. Yeah, Chimney Rock.
Right.
Here. Pretty excited. This is a huge week for us here.
It's kind of around the corner. You could have just come in. It's around the corner from us.
I actually picked up breakfast from there.
You did?
Today.
You did?
You did?
Yeah.
He's
got Kolache Factory from right around. I used to go there.
$29 worth of Kolache. Here,
yeah. But I used to go there all the time. You know, it's around the corner.
Yeah.
So I thought you could.
Then it's a great spot to do a Super Bowl broadcast from.
It's really not. It's just little kind of. Yeah, they got booths there. I guess you could sit there and talk on the radio, I guess. But
live here on Radio. Bro, I did offer a homeless man who I've seen and had. And he's had some beef with me in the past before. He gets a little upset if you don't answer his questions correctly about Christ. And he's here.
I know that guy.
And I offered him. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Redlocks.
Yeah.
And he will yell at you if you answer.
He's a bit aggressive.
Or if you try to give him money. No, that's not. It's a different deal. So I offered him a Kolache. He goes, oh, man, that's really nice. I'd love to do it. But I've just been poisoned so much, I can't. And I said, well, I'm not poisoned. He goes, I said, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to poison. He goes, do you know what I preach about? I said, yeah, you're anti-homosexual. I know your moves. He goes, yeah, so you see why I'm getting poisoned all the time. I said, okay. And then he goes, I said, well, I promise I'm not trying to poison you. I mean, I just wanted to let you. He goes, oh, trust me, I'd love to eat that Kolache, but I didn't see you buy it. So, sorry, I can't trust you. If I saw you actually buy it, I would eat it. I said, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, and he goes, Young Metro didn't trust me. Then he goes, he looked at my boot, and he goes, oh, I see somebody got you too. I said, yeah, I just tripped on a curb. No one poisoned me or cut my tendons.
How do you know somebody didn't cut your tendon? You can't.
Well, you know what?
You don't
During
know.
The fall, right. While I was stumbling forward, somebody could have done something potentially to me. Because of my belief in queso.
Or maybe while you were sleeping, somebody cut your tendons and they didn't really snap until you touched that curb. So you don't know.
Oh, you know what? That's not a bad. Maybe they just kind of loosened them.
Right. They lose it
live here on Radio Row.
No, that's not. It's Houston. It's on Chimney Rock. It's a kolache.
We got a lot of great guests on radio. We're going to be talking, guys. Call in 713-780-3776. A lot of great radio stuff going on today here from Radio Row. The Super Bowl is coming up. It's a big one, John. 4.5-point favorites, the Patriots.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
So Lance is apparently talking.
Hold on, John. John, hold on.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
We called our supervisor, and they told us that we don't have permission, but you can call our corporate and the office of our kolache factory and ask them, because first we have to make information from them. And they told them that so you have to call them and ask for
information. Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. We're having some technical difficulties.
No, you're getting kicked out is what's happening.
Technology.
We need some video to put up. We'll send it to Kirk and Callahan, and we'll get 500,000 views of you getting kicked out of Kolache Factory.
Can you hear me, guys?
No, you're not having,
some technical difficulties.
Apparently, Lance is being kicked out of Kolache Factory. Bye.
We're having some technical issues. With the equipment.
Oh, my God.
You mean his phone?
I think our antenna froze a little bit.
Our antenna didn't freeze?
You're on your phone.
It's 60 degrees.
Live from Radio Row. Bye. Live from Radio Row here. Some technical difficulties. I'm going to try to get to a better spot, get a better connection. We're just having some technical difficulties. Live on Radio Row.
Yeah, and every time he says that, it's completely clear.
Right. Like, we can hear you just fine, Lance. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think we fooled anyone. So can we just talk about what went on? I have so many questions.
What?
Who did he approach to be the guy who throws him out? Like, when he's setting this up.
Listen, I'm going to do a show, and you have to come up in about 5 minutes in.
Did he set it up like, hey, you know that the big hullabaloo concerning sports radio this week? Did he think he set it up that way? No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just here to serve delicious breakfast treats.
Would you like cream cheese kolache?
Or bacon and cheese? What do you want here?
You know what's the best one? The one that tastes like a hot dog, the hot dogs from... James Coney, not James Coney Island. They're delicious. The hot sausage kolaches, delicious.
They have a, I went there today and I thought to myself, I'm not going to get a cinnamon twist, but those aren't ready. I know I got there really early, but the cinnamon twists.
They weren't ready.
They were still making them in the back. I could look to my left and saw them. I'm like, huh.
They would have been fresh.
Oh, well, that's true. But I didn't have a bit planned, so I couldn't wait around for them.
Why didn't you just wait and do the show from there with Lance?
Well, someone had to run the board.
You could have been Jim Mudd.
I don't want to be Jim Mudd.
James something Mudd. Okay, could have been him.
I don't want to be that guy.
That white guy over there. Mm. That's what you would have been, that white guy over there.
God, the only thing I care about is who did he have to approach and be like, yeah, I just need you to do something for me about 5 minutes in. And the guy's like, what? What do you want me to do? What? You want me to pretend that I'm going to throw you? I'm just here. Man, I'm just here trying to get people their ham and cheese.
Dude. And the Jesus guy won't leave me alone, okay?
I got the homeless guy.
What is...
It's Friday.
Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to get through the week.
Is this how we're going into the weekend? With the homeless guy? Wait a minute. He's still at Radio Row. Lance is still at Radio Row. Lance, can you hear us
now? Hey, guys. We got a connection back live from...
Radio Row.
Radio Row here at the Exxon.
It's a kolache
factory. Westheimer and Chimney Rock.
To the Exxon.
Right. Where are you at the Exxon now?
A lot of great guests today. Tim Brown's coming by.
We know
at
that.
9:15. We'll be here on Radio Row. I think Adam Kaplan is going to join us here on Radio Row at some point in the 8 o'clock hour.
What about what about Tony the Hatchet? What about Hatchet Man?
Yeah, Hatchet Man at some point today. Where's the Diesel? Come on. Where's Diesel?
What? It's regular. So wait a minute. You moved from the Kolache Factory?
I'm live on Radio Row, guys. I tell you what, man. This is a huge game coming up here. It's all the buzz has been about here. In Minnesota has been about, Nick Foles, basically. They don't have Diesel. It's been about Nick Foles and and Tom Brady. Can the GOAT, can he get number, what are we on, 7, 8? What's going to happen? That's all anyone's talking about here on Radio Row.
Well,
at restaurants and...
At the Exxon. You don't even have a diesel car. Why are you looking for diesel?
No, it's diesel.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
I could absolutely... I could hook both of your cars up to my car and pull them completely into a well.
What? What? What?
This thing is 100% diesel.
So, wait, why are you...
First time I've ever driven a diesel. But I'm on... I mean, well, this isn't a diesel. I got a rental car because I'm at Radio Row.
No, you're not. It's... Okay, first of all, you can't go to a gas station in Minnesota. It's minus 80 degrees, and you're in 60-degree weather right now on Chimney Rock in Westheimer. 55-degree
weather
on Chimney Rock in Westheimer. You're not freezing.
Well, this is what the other stations are doing, John.
I know.
I'm sick and tired of us being behind the other stations. And, I mean, they get a broadcast from hotel rooms and restaurants live on Radio Row-ish.
I know. Ish, kind of.
Well, we can do the same thing. I just broadcasted from Radio Row before I got kicked out.
Right.
I actually legitimately got kicked out.
Now, listen. Now, nobody...
That was a real kicking out. They gave me a phone number and everything. It just says corporate, 281-783, and then I don't know what the last four numbers were.
So they said you can't talk on the phone in Kalachi Factory?
Sorry.
Yeah, the Kalachi Factory no longer allows people to speak on the phone and talk.
Congratulations.
Well, maybe not as loudly as I was.
Congratulations.
Well, it wasn't even that so much as a technical difficulty. There was an issue with the...
not really.
The IP codec. No, we had an issue with one of the Comrexes.
No. So now Fred and AJ can't even go to that Kalachi factory anymore?
Maybe they can if they've set it up.
No, you've ruined it. You've ruined it for everybody. Now nobody can go to the Kalachi factory.
Broadcast from there?
Well, yeah. That was the plan, apparently, until you ruined it.
I just like a delicious kolache.
I think they'll be okay as long as they go through corporate. I've got the number if they need.
No,
you
ruined it.
It says corporate.
Please don't
get... The lady I talked to tell her I was going to do it, she wouldn't come out. She sent someone else. I think she got a little... She got a little gun shy. She thought I was going to try to clown her place. That wasn't happening.
Well,
then I had technical difficulty. And then, of course, the connection went down.
Yeah. No, the connection.
Did y'all hear it gets really scratchy?
Like that?
Yep.
Are you getting this kicked out of all Exxons now? Is that what you're doing?
I just got kicked off that Radio Row, too.
Okay.
I don't think Michael's Pete's Fine Meats, I could have broadcast from there for Radio
Michael,
Row.
Michael wouldn't care. No, Michael.
But. Because nobody beats Pete's meat, so we're I could broadcast from there until 7:30.
Yeah,
I don't think they would let me broadcast from there.
Why don't you just?
Why don't you just drive a half a mile, back to the studio.
Do I have a live spot here?
No, I do.
The ramp right now.
I do. So why don't you come back to the studio
hang up and we'll talk like a normal show
instead of going to gas stations and kolache factories.
But I wish I could have spent thousands to do that and then done it from a gas station or a kolache. But the only thing that would have made it better is if I could have spent thousands
and
and then did it from a kolache.
Tens of thousands.
If I had asked them, do you mind if we pay about $40,000, $60,000, $70,000 to broadcast from here?
We'll get Yuval to send us to the kolache factory on Kirby.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, for Radio Row. Same amount of guests. Same amount of guests.
Only we won't fly there. We won't freeze. We'll just go to a kolache factory and we'll have them give us $70,000.
Yeah, there's a light breeze. There's a light breeze here today. Yeah. It's a little uncomfortable, honestly. It's already 57 degrees.
Uh-huh. It is. It's a bit. So,
all right, I'm leaving Radio Row here and I'm just going to come in.
All right, come back from Radio Row.
Yes, I saved about $70,000.
Thanks. All right, there's Lance from Radio Row. Radio Row or the Exxon station, one of those. All right. If you want to, you want to play on this game. You want to play this game, right? Okay. So as he mentioned, the Patriots are 4.5-point favorites. Your over-under is now at 49. The public seems to like that number. It's going up. They seem to think that there will be much scoring in this football game. There are all kinds of alternate lines. There's under-over Nick Foles touchdown passes, a half. You got all kinds. Oh well, no, actually, it's at Nick Foles' touchdown passes is right about 1.5. You can actually get Tom Brady's touchdown passes, margin of victory, total field goals, total sacks. There's all kinds of prop bets that you can make. And trust me, you are going to love the website. You're going to love how easy it is. You're going to love everything about mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. Put in promo code radio and they'll match up to 50% of your first deposit. You want to bet on the game? Mybookie.ag.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So only you could actually go to the kolache factory, set it up where you're going to get kicked out, but really get kicked out. Okay, I guess you and Josh could do that. I guess you too.
Well, I didn't say I was going to set it up to get kicked out. I was just going to do my broadcast from there for a segment.
Well, we knew that you were going to have a little segment and have a little setup thing.
Well, guess what? I just said, hey, I'm just going to be if I'm a little loud, I'm just broadcasting here for one segment. It's no big deal. It's a radio show. It's free advertising for you. You're fine. She goes, okay, I guess so.
What?
And then at some point between then and there, she's like, I don't feel good about this. I don't know that he's actually, he's just some guy.
I thought you set it up where they were going to come and throw you out.
Oh, no. That was an actual, I saw the guy walk over to me and he had a yellow Post-it in his hand and I'm like, am I getting kicked out for just talking on the phone? And I should have never even told her what I was doing. I was just being a loud guy in a kolache factory. Yeah. And it just said corporate and it had a phone number. You have to call in to get this set up. Like,
it's a little bit. I bought 20 kolaches.
$29 worth.
Yeah. I'm sure for $29, you don't want to be on the radio?
I'm just talking about the Super Bowl. You don't like the Super Bowl? That's not what you like?
No. When you don't want delicious kolaches before your Super Bowl? Mm. Okay. Okay.
Hear this? Yeah. I'm on Radio Row right now.
You're not on Radio Row. You have to stop saying you're on Radio Row.
This is just like Radio Row.
It's not. It's a kolache factory.
Well, it's Radio Row as you remember. No, I'm not. But the new Radio Row.
It's the new Radio Row.
The new Radio Row can be anywhere.
It's a Perkins.
It can be anywhere as long as someone calls on the phone.
Yeah. That's right. This is our Radio Row.
Yeah.
And we'd rather be a kolache factory than Radio Row. We would much rather be there.
But now, when you say Radio Row, do you mean that wherever they're brought, the Mall of America where it actually is, or do you mean the Perkins restaurant? Which Radio Row are you talking about? You have to specify because
I don't know.
The target's always moving. Radio Row at one point was a hotel room at a La Quinta. That was an actual Radio Row at one point. Then it changed to a Perkins. I don't know if it's different now. I just know that so far there's been three Radio Rows.
I just wish.
For other stations.
I just wish we could get Matt Thomas on here because he missed a week of Rockets basketball doing play-by-play to go up to Minnesota.
Did he really?
To broadcast from.
Didn't he miss?
Yeah, he was at Radio Row.
Well, their
version of Radio Row.
You mean a bedroom.
Right.
Well, okay, so when we were in New York, I wasn't doing a show with him, but he was doing Cougars basketball, and he actually left. He did Radio Row, or he did phone, or he had his Comrex or whatever. He did a show, or he may have taken a day off, I don't know, from the radio to do the Cougars because he was getting paid by the broadcast. He was going to UConn to do the UConn game. So actually, we were supposed to share a hotel room, and he wasn't even in the hotel room one of the nights, or maybe two of the nights because he was traveling. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing against Matt. I just had, like, I'm a grown person. I want a room by myself.
I don't think so. I think, no, Craig
New York
Ackerman,
room shared
Craig Ackerman did it last night, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's got to feel good.
He missed a week of Rockets basketball.
That's
he missed
feel
the
good.
60 point
Spurs. 60 point. Hey, Matt, no big deal. You missed a 60 point triple double. First time it's ever happened in NBA history. And the Rockets thrashed the Spurs on the road.
Right.
No big deal. Those things happen all the time.
But you did get to broadcast live from a La Quinta and freeze. Good God. What a great week.
Matt, no, you started on radio. You started in
he
the
didn't
mall.
Even get to. He didn't even get to the mall.
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah. He was. No. Here's what it
they
is.
Got
he
thrown
was
out
in
before.
There, and he got thrown out. And the last second, they played a taped interview to start the show, and then he got on.
It's awesome.
What did I miss, guys? With the Rockets, nothing. James did something no one has ever done, and probably ever will do: a 60-point triple double, and something that always happens: Rockets thrash Spurs on the road.
Remember Milo's call of Henry Aaron?
Yeah.
You know what we won't ever have? Matt's call of the 60-point triple-double.
For years, that'll be broadcast with Craig Ackerman's broadcasting in, and we'll hear Matt like, I'm here. Room sir, hold on 1 second, guys. Room service just got here.
Oh, I don't want my bed turned down.
No, there's
no.
Not. It's La Quinta. There's no room service.
No.
Hold on, guys. I'm going to run a little late. I'm going to go downstairs and get one of the honey buns in a package. Radio Row.
Oh, God.
Thousands.
But
Radio Row.
But I do have free breakfast till 10.
And then we get a complaint about, and this isn't specifically aimed at any station. This is just in general.
Right.
It's so cold here. And everyone else is like, y'all are at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And it's cold outside? Are you staying outside by
chance? And you're in the mall, and you go, and they have a hotel there?
Yeah.
Where you walk downstairs?
Well, yeah, and actually there's a lot of tunnels here, tunnel systems, downtown. So it's actually, we're almost never outside.
I'm pretty sure the walk from your door to the car
But you ought to see how cold it is outside. Like, yeah, I've heard.
How about this 37 and 13? 37 and 13, which ties the best ever start. And ass whooping of the Spurs. Of course, Kawhi's not there, so it's interesting. I don't know. Is Kawhi going to be back?
Well, here's what you got to. That doesn't look like a good situation based on what we're seeing. Tony Parker also not there, but I don't even think that's a big deal anymore. Kawhi's a big deal. Tony Parker, like, Tony's hasn't been the same guy for
Tony's
a few years
he lost his starting job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's here's what the big takeaway is. When Capella, Harden, and Chris Paul are on the floor together, the Rockets are 21-1.
Right.
That's a
kind of a big deal.
Serious business. Who was their only loss?
Was it the other
day?
Yeah.
Probably the other day.
Yeah, it was
right?
New Orleans? In New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
lost in New Orleans.
No. CP3 didn't play. I don't know if Chris played. Yeah. I think that's when it was. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a really big deal that when they're all playing together, and it was a big night. I mean, James had a really good night. Of course, Capella had a real strong night as well. Every one of those guys plays a very particular role.
Yeah, they all play.
No Ariza didn't matter. No Eric Gordon didn't matter. It typically is going to matter if you don't have Eric Gordon. You had Mr. Plus Minus, Ryan Anderson, just doing his thing. What did his plus minus end up being?
Well, it's not all that you think it is.
Well, it's because they actually made a run while Ryan was in the game, and then the Rockets extended when he was out. So I know his plus minus probably isn't as good as usual.
His plus minus last night, Ryan
dominates.
Anderson. No, they don't have plus minuses posted on ESPN. Huh.
What?
I think they said, you know what? We're not making fun of that anymore. We're not doing it. Not doing it anymore.
Does it say RAI, Ryan Anderson Index?
No, it doesn't.
Is that one of their metrics? Look for RAI.
For whatever reason, they don't have.
Guys, live from Radio Row, we've got Tim Brown coming up at 9:15.
On West Alabama, and that's not Radio Row. Why?
But there's breakfast.
Do you want? Right, I know we have breakfast.
Are you sure Radio Row?
Apparently, they're right by the food mall, right there.
Well, which Radio Row?
The real one.
Okay, you gotta say. I don't know which one you mean.
The real
anymore.
Radio Row.
There's multiple.
But I'm
radio
not sure
rows.
That they. Apparently, I was listening to Clay Travis this morning. They have in this Mall of America, they have 7 Lids stores, just in the Mall of America.
I think this is the biggest mall in America.
Yeah, or the world or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have 7 Lids stores. Uh-oh, Greg's on Radio Row.
Seems like, oh, good. Right. Guys, if you guys happen to be, look, here's the deal. John and I are not at Radio Row. I was a few minutes ago.
But not anymore.
But I'm not anymore. Dell, of course, thought I wasn't, but I was.
No.
And so if you guys are on Radio Row, we can't really afford to go. But
well,
if you guys happen to be at a Radio Row.
We got kicked out, remember, before we even went. They said, you guys, we're not going to credential you. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Because you guys started a lot of fights.
Yeah.
They were worried about Jong.
I remember that. So 713-780-3776. If you are on Radio Row and can help us somewhere, let's get Greg in here real quick to see.
On Radio Row?
Let's see if he's on Radio Row. Greg, are you at Radio Row right now?
Well, if Radio Row's in San Antonio, man, it is awesome over here.
Yeah, it can be.
It is, yeah. There's a Radio Row in San Antonio.
Is there any breakfast near you or anything like that?
Well, unfortunately, there's not. It's just a bunch of coworkers, and that's not as good as being on Radio Row, I guess, in La Quinta.
Well, but here's the deal. There's a lot of people on Radio Row that are close together.
Are there people around you anywhere?
Yeah, so you're Radio Row.
Yeah, well, you know, there's one... Well, there's two people, so I guess I got the same amount of 7.
Do you have access to coffee at all?
Yes.
Yeah, I got access to coffee. So
Radio Row.
And laptops.
Greg is live from Radio Row, right? Who has internet access is all you need.
Right, that's all you need.
He didn't have to have a laptop.
Right.
Greg, thanks for joining us here from Radio Row. What's going on today?
So I had a couple of questions. You know, I was on Radio Row earlier, of course. And,
right.
You know, the whole Ennis deal, I'm curious if you guys think that so I've always followed you, Lance. I've moved over to this station, so I really enjoy what you offer, and great station. Now I'll follow all the way through till the 1 o'clock hour.
That's what we want the carryover. That's what we're looking for. I think it's a fun lineup.
And then so when Ennis got there, this is my personal opinion. I know you still have friends over there, but he was annoying, and just couldn't stand to listen to him. But for some reason, I kept it on the station. When I, again, found out you came over here, I switched, never looked back. And I know Ennis has the reputation of kind of doing, you know, being edgy and doing what he does there. The fact that he got his whole radio station kicked off of Radio Row, doesn't that piss off a lot of people? And is that the straw that breaks the camel's back there? Or what does it take for him to get the boot?
I can tell you this. First of all, they didn't get kicked off Radio Row. They just relocated Radio Row to several restaurants and hotels.
They didn't want to be there anymore after one show.
Yeah, they didn't want to be there.
No, after
Mac. Apparently, some of the hosts were super excited about not being there.
By super, they get excited. Excited's
well,
a word.
They're excitable. Yeah.
Excited.
They were super excitable about not being on Radio Row, apparently. So I can tell you, I think it's a safe bet to say every host is not happy to a man. Every host is not happy that all of their guests. I think they're super happy that one of the producers tried to go back and get some sound yesterday and got kicked out before he's able to, because they recognize, like, nope, you out. That security's real.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, God, I just wish we could have found an advertiser to spend thousands for that.
Yep. As far as Josh, I don't know.
Juggalo Trey. Now, Trey, we couldn't send it because everyone recognized him. Like, who's the most normal, like, regular? The blonde haired guy.
Yeah.
What's his name, Dell?
The blonde haired guy that sits in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You mean our intern?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew.
He's a blonde kid. His name's Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay.
He could easily sneak, because he just has kind of a nondescript. Yeah. You know, there's nothing, like, Trey is very obvious. Hey, guys. And he's got the giant head of curly red hair.
Listen, if you're trying to sneak in somewhere, you don't send Trey.
Never. Okay. Never, ever, ever.
All right.
Now, Andrew could just go seamlessly back in there. So we will lend him to 790 if they can fly him out there.
Why not, Mac?
If they're advertiser, Mac, if you got a couple 10,000-13,000 more, send him out there also today, and we'll let him go sneak in and get guests. They won't recognize him.
No, they'll never know.
They don't recognize him.
No, they won't recognize Trey.
Radio Row. I know this much. How about the Houston Rockets? The Houston Rockets have an e-gaming team. They're actually cutting edge. This is, when I heard about this, I was like, yeah, this makes sense, because they're pretty cutting edge on a lot of the stuff, and that includes e-gaming, and they've got a big e-gaming watch party. It's a twofer, basically, this Saturday. Now, you already probably know that the Houston Rockets are going to be taking on the the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's a really big deal. That's going to be the watch parties at 7 o'clock at Kirby Ice House. So make sure you come by and join all the fans there. But at Dave and Buster's right off of Richmond, doors are going to open up at 5:30, and the gaming is going to start at 6 o'clock. And you've got some of the legends going to be there of the local team, of Houston Rockets e-gaming team. So make sure that you get over there if you want to take advantage of that. If you're into the gaming world and the gaming culture, you've got to be there, because right there at Dave and Buster's, that's going to be open at 5:30, and then you are going to have the watch party. And at the gaming, at the Dave and Buster's at 5:30, that's when the matchup starts. I got to make sure I say his name right. It's Fevian, I think his name is. Somebody else told me that this copy is wrong. Somebody who's really into gaming said, no, you're saying it wrong. Also, Lyra is going to be there, and they're going to take down the 100 Thieves. So make sure you see League of Legends Superstars, and you can take advantage of games, prizes, and more. Follow at Clutch Gaming on Twitter for more information as you move forward in the future. And don't miss out on the big Rocket viewing party, 7 o'clock Kirby Ice House. Tito's Handmade Vodka Specials, games, prizes, and more. Rockets versus Cavs on Saturday.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And Trey. And Trey is with us in studio. We were talking about you, Trey.
I heard.
Because you were right in there.
Trey, describe.
Thanks for having me on, by the way.
Describe yourself, beside the fact that you're a NASCAR savant.
Okay, I'm gonna tweet a picture of Trey. So
again?
Everybody can see it.
You can't get enough, actually. Beside the fact that you're a NASCAR savant who knows, Pocono 400, 500. What's the Pocono? How far is that? How many miles?
Like almost two, I think.
Okay.
But it's a triangle, and there's only three turns.
What?
A Pocono is?
Yeah, there's only three turns.
That's
at Pocono.
Impossible.
No, I swear to you, it's a triangle.
So who was the last?
So there's sharp turns
last
and not
winner?
Just
not who
just,
was, no, not the last winner. 2010, second place.
Pocono 500.
Clint Boyer.
Who?
Probably Clint Boyer.
What do you mean probably Clint Boyer? It's either Clint Boyer or not Clint Boyer.
Hold on, let me get my Google out.
Yeah. You got an old laptop. That looks like an old ThinkPad.
It is an old ThinkPad.
Why do you have a ThinkPad?
Because that's what the NFL gave me, Trey. They're saving money.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because the NFL doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Tell them to.
It's not that they're saving
clean
money.
It, up.
It is that it's a Microsoft product, and it is. They do want me to, like, can you send it in? We'll get you a new computer. I'm like, yeah, but I got all my stuff on it. So I'll just wait here. Okay, Pocono. How do you spell it, Trey?
P O C C O N O. I can't spell
it. No, P O C O.
What?
P O C O N O.
There's no
C. Pocono.
There's not another C?
There's no. One C or two? One C.
I guess. Oh.
P-O-C-O-N-O.
Pocono race 2010. Who did you say? Clint
Denny
Boyer?
Denny Hamlin won.
Well, duh.
Everybody.
I think either Clint Boyer or Juan Pablo.
Who had a really bad crash there? Do you remember?
In 2010, Elliott Sadler.
Oh, my God.
But
look,
this
video
is,
of a wreck. It's Elliott Sadler.
Greg Biffle won that race.
Well, you just told us there was somebody else.
There's two Pocono races.
What are you talking about? Oh, like we all didn't know. Is there two Pocono races?
Yes. There's one in...
Well, wait, which one's the 500?
The first one, I think.
But, Denny Hamlin won.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what he said.
But that race...
The second, though, was Kyle Busch.
Yeah, you're right.
It wasn't...
Oh, my God,
the other
Trey.
Guy, Trey. Do you know who
it's
finished
on
third?
Me. I got a coach better.
Do you know who finished third by any chance?
I got a coach better.
Was it Juan Pablo Montoya?
No. It's Tony Stewart. You're terrible. I'm
Trey,
off of this, Trey.
Beat it.
You've
ruined everything.
You did know that Elliott Sandler had
How many damn Poconos are there?
There's two Pocono races a year.
All right.
What about the Firecracker 400?
That was
2006.
2006 was Tony Stewart.
Is it right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Boris said finished fourth.
Who did?
Boris said he finished fourth. He was going to win, but...
Who's Boris said?
What happened?
Russian in NASCAR?
No, he's not a Russian.
What are you talking about? His name's Boris.
Boris. You just said his name's Boris, Trey.
But that doesn't mean he's a Russian.
Yeah, it pretty much does.
No, I don't think so.
Trey, let me ask you a question. Tell people what you look like. Give people
an idea. Like,
I'm going to tweet it.
Yeah. I look like...
just describe yourself.
A fatter Ed Sheeran.
That's actually fairly accurate, actually.
Appreciate that. Only I can call myself
but,
fat.
I call him carrot cake.
It's like
it looks like carrot top, only...
That's a pretty good nickname, too. Carrot cake. Ed Sheeran,
right?
Ed Sheeran is a little softer. A little like...
Yeah,
just a
he's
little,
got a bit more of a better...
Yeah,
he's
maybe
got a better
less,
voice.
Fewer crunches.
Yeah.
And more carbs. A little more beard. You got more beard.
Yeah.
A lot more hair.
I guess I kind of look like the kid from Sandlot, but not with blonde hair. You remember the kid with
and
the aluminum
giant beard?
Yeah. The kid with the aluminum bat that hit the ball.
Dell's good
the...
at this little game. If Dell is there, I don't
Did
see Dell
leave?
No, Dell's around. So here's why. So you're not a small guy.
No.
Right? Big, giant, curly red hair.
That's correct.
That flows from under a hat. You always have a hat on.
That's correct.
Flat brimmed, always.
I can't ever wear a curved brim.
Why can't you wear a curved brim?
I just can't.
Why? Let's try it.
No.
Are you from Minnesota? Is any part of your family from the Minnesota?
No, hey, dear.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. You look like a northerner for some reason, Trey.
Well,
how Irish are you?
North, like beyond
probably
the wall.
25%.
Do you mean he looks like he's from beyond the wall?
Yeah.
Like a wildling?
Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
Yeah, watch it?
No, not really.
You were too busy watching NASCAR?
No, I watched the first episode where they like decapitated that guy, and I was like, I don't know if I can watch
You
this.
Look like, who's the redhead guy, like the one really rough one that's still alive, Del?
He's on the commercials now. On the golf commercials.
What's his name?
If he's on golf commercials,
probably,
then nobody knows
who
he is.
Hold on, Trey. Probably Ragnar or something.
No, that's the dude from Vikings.
Okay.
Vikings.
Who's
Why?
Ragnar Lothbrok?
Who's the red? Who's
Trey
the,
just gave golf
who's
a
the
shot.
Redhead guy? It looks like he would have had Trey, maybe, and then like they would have thrown him off a mountain.
Yeah, he would have thrown,
Trey off a mountain at
birth. You know those
like,
mountains that have all the baby skulls at the bottom of
like
it?
300, yeah.
He would have thrown him
that's
off.
That's kind of harsh.
That is
a little bit. But the reason I say this, it's important that I say this, because you claim that you could sneak into Radio Row.
I think I could. Mm. I would just like stand behind somebody that's a lot taller.
You're looking for Trey.
Lance, the name you're looking for is Tormund.
Yeah.
They'd probably be so busy laughing that they wouldn't even see me.
Why do
and
you think,
I could just walk
Now, there
right
is
in.
One place that you could sneak in that I think you would fit in perfectly, and that would be, you already said it.
Where the Daytona 500.
Daytona
I've already 500. Snuck into the
no,
Daytona.
No, you did
no,
not.
I didn't sneak into the
now,
Daytona
Now, do you think that they...
You
they,
can't sneak in anywhere.
Could Trey get kicked out of the Daytona 500 off Daytona 500 Radio Row?
There is no Daytona 500. There's the media center.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. And then if you get kicked out of there, you can go to a hotel and broadcast. It's still Radio Row.
Or a Waffle House.
Yeah, Waffle House. It's the same. Because wherever the Daytona is.
Well, you hate Waffle House?
Why do you hate you're a NASCAR fan?
Did they touch you somewhere dirty? What happened?
And you're a NASCAR fan and
what
you
happened?
Hate it?
It's just gross. Like
what? Waffle House is gross?
Yeah.
There goes that advertisement.
It's waffles and fistfights, Trey. Now, if you got kicked out of there, do you think you could get back into the Daytona? I think he could.
I think I could, too.
Now, see, I think he could sneak back into a Daytona because he would just blend in.
Yeah.
Trey
doesn't blend in. And I'm sure at home he doesn't blend in. How many brothers and sisters do you
have? I have two.
What?
I have one sister, one brother.
Do they have your hair?
No. They all have different dads.
You all have different dads.
Yeah.
Your dad talks like this.
Yeah, that's
Sling Blade?
He talks like me, but
Trey, it seems like you're the one watching
French fried potatoes.
That's how your dad talks?
No. He doesn't talk like Carl.
Well, he does. Well, you said, we always say, hey, son, heard you on the radio.
No, he talks like me, but with a deeper voice.
How does that go?
He's like, hey, son, how's it going?
How's your day today? Like Trey, why don't you bring me that Kaiser blade?
I like it better real.
Hey, Trey.
I like it better how it's real.
Hey, what do you want to do today?
Bring me the Kaiser blade, Trey. Got to do something.
Some people call
it
a sling blade.
Why is your name Trey?
Because I'm the third.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, you're with the third dad?
No.
Wait, what?
I don't have any kids. I'm the third.
No, but it's the third.
Robert. He's the third of his mother's children.
So your mom has. Wait a minute. Your mom had three kids, but they're all different dads?
Yeah.
Wow.
One's name is Amber. The other is Dylan. And they all came from two different Dougs.
So wait a minute. Your mom had two different Dougs. And what's your dad's name?
Bobby.
Doug.
Oh, yeah, Bobby.
Here, Doug
NASCAR, Doug. I like it.
But his real name is Robert. He just goes by
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, I would, too, because Bobby's, Bobby's a lit NASCAR
Trey,
name.
Trey, there's so many layers of Trey that I did not know existed. Do you know anything else like you know NASCAR?
I know a little bit about music.
You do?
A little bit.
No, he's pretty good with sports, too, actually. I've heard him. Trey, yesterday I was in trying to get
Lance, do you think the Lions are any good this year? You mean when he asks questions like that randomly?
Well, okay, that's true.
He knows. Like,
he's the draft expert.
Well, listen, no, I was in my office working on players, and I got the door open because it gets real hot.
They need to get AC in there.
Yeah, so I just heard you peppering somebody.
Probably Josh.
With a zillion questions or comments about, like, Oklahoma. I can't even remember what it was. It was like a nonstop torrent of sports talk.
Probably Josh.
You want to have a show at some point.
That would be ideal, but if I don't, I could just be a producer. That'd be cool.
Yeah. You want to be a producer? That's what you want to do? Yeah. I think you should be on a NASCAR show, Trey.
I don't know who wants a NASCAR show.
Oh, well, people?
A lot
what
of people do because
NASCAR,
of you now.
The NASCAR channel?
Yeah, what would you call it?
The Trey Show? Okay.
Man, come on, Trey.
I guess.
Trey. Are you kidding me?
Stop selling yourself short, Trey.
Yeah, you're a savant. Trey.
Appreciate it.
Trey, people think you could sneak into Comic-Con.
Yeah, I think so, too. But people sleep on Comic-Con, but there's a lot of good-looking females there.
There are.
Don't sleep on
good-looking females, Trey.
John, I think he could also make it into The Gathering.
Would be easy.
Yeah. The Juggalos?
I think anybody could sneak into The Gathering of the Juggalos.
Hold on, Del.
Are we a little surprise he refers to women as females like he's a 90s rapper?
No, Trey.
Look, Trey's got a
why do you call them females?
Because that's like, I don't know.
What about women?
I've always called them.
What about women?
That works too.
How about hoes? You ever call them hoes?
No, Trey. I respect women.
Broads? You ever call them broads?
Don't call them broads, Trey. Don't call them broads. Don't listen to him.
Dingy broads, even.
Dingy broads? Is that what you say? He does. I've asked him about women before. He will not budge on this one. No.
He won't break. Trey's very respectful.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
You're like the Charlie Palillo of Trey's. Very respectful.
How many other Trey's are there?
I don't know.
Trey, quick question. Who won the 2008 Super Bowl?
The 2008 Super Bowl was won by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The game was most known for San Antonio Holmes' touchdown at the end.
Still don't think he
also,
got that second
James
foot
Harrison
down.
Had a...
He got the second foot down, Del. Don't worry about it.
Also,
he got
both James Harrison had over 100-yard pick six.
Yeah, right at the end of the half.
Yeah, and he got slammed into the end zone. And it
okay,
looked like his neck
now
broke.
It's time for music. Name one album from Slipknot.
Who
are you into?
All right.
I like.
What was Jethro Tull's first album?
Why would I know Jethro Tull? I know that they won the 1988 Grammy for best metal performance. It should have went to Metallica.
That's actually true. That's actually accurate.
It is.
Yes. Why would you give
Jethro Tull a metal Grammy?
Because it's heavy metal.
Who won the metal Grammy in 1990?
Probably Metallica. I don't know. I just know that Grammy award.
That's the only one you know because it pissed you off?
Best performer 1996.
We got a break.
We got a break.
We got too much Trey.
Beat it, Trey.
All right.
Well, you don't
want to
do this commercial? You don't want to do?
He's just playing some
music. That's it. Trey, you got to beat it.
All right. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Trey.
He's just playing
some
music.
You sound great on the radio, son.
I like the way you run around there in the NASCAR and whatnot.
There are so many layers of Trey. Two siblings by all different dads, Doug, and Bobby.
I'm just going to let it alone.
I am too.
I'm going to let that alone.
I don't know how that all worked out, but I sure would love to know. Let's get John Clay Wolf in here because, listen, people, you have a car that you want to get rid of, and John Clay Wolf is the guy that you call. And you know what? You can even use him, right, John Clay Wolf?
You can use me like a dirty washcloth.
Right.
Mm.
Like
goodness.
Well, I was going
to
say something
else. Happy Super Bowl weekend, boys and girls, in Houston, Texas. Who's going
to
win, Granato? What's the story?
Oh, I like the Patriots, but you know that's so basic, isn't it? It's like I'm a like a basic little college girl, white college
basic
girl,
little bean.
That's right.
Basic.
That's what I am. So what are you going to do special for your show tomorrow morning, right here on ESPN 97.5?
We have not planned anything yet, but this afternoon, darn sure am, we're going to do something real special. So make sure to tune in. And also next Saturday, we're going to be there at y'all's place, and we're going to have a listener party at y'all's building on Alabama at noon, free beer and all that stuff, because we've been on the air down there for 7 years and have never done an in-person and met our fans. So we're going to do that. And remember, giveme.thevin.com. If we don't beat a CarMax offer, we will pay you $100 bill, and that is no joke. It's the absolute truth. We do what we say we're going to do. We give the top of the market. We come to you and pick it up, and we'll pay off your payoff. And just actually, a dealer that keeps his word is really the concept here, and it's pretty simple.
GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. Going to be here next Saturday. I'm going to be out of town, so that'll be terrible because I would have loved to come see the show, but everybody else can do that with beer at GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. Listen tomorrow morning, 9 to 12, right here on ESPN 97.5. Want to sell your car? Could GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, funny stuff. This is the name of Trey's show on NASCAR. Turn Trey. That was sent in by
Buddy
Mounger.
Trey to Turn. Buddy. I just like that. Trey to Turn. I think we got something there.
I honestly think Trey could be a superstar in NASCAR.
Oh, I have no doubt. Now, you can't, you know, you got to use him sparingly, but like a Howard Stern character?
No. I think he could have a weekly show that people would love.
How long is it?
He'd be the Ken Bone of NASCAR.
Where's he now?
Well, he had
15 minutes is a real thing.
But wait a minute. But he had some skeletons, okay? Trey doesn't have any. Trey is very respectful of women.
What was his skeletons, Ken Bones? Was it he liked try to talk to a porn star on Twitter or something. Right. Like, it was something that was...
Like that, or like no one knew Ken Bone would want to talk to a porn star.
I think it may have been a little bit more than that, but yeah. It wasn't that much more. Like, yeah, everybody has quote-unquote skeletons if Twitter tries to go find... Remember? People are just bullying me. And your mom is in the KKK. She should have never posted that video. Remember that? Stop bullying now. And then the same people like, she's in... Ooh. She's got clam pictures?
Why is she carrying that Confederate flag?
Bully away. Yeah. The same people are like, I will not stand for bullying on my watch after they saw the video of the kid. And they're like, well, the mom's got on a porch with how many Confederate flags?
Yeah. That's different. Trey's got no, although he does have a rich history. I want to hear about this three dad thing.
Ask him off the air. He may tell you.
Did you see... Go to our, somebody sent in, it was a wonderful, Buddy Mounger or something, somebody sent in, Trey's dad, is this Trey's dad, and Keith, and he's wonderful.
It's the guy from painting a happy little cloud.
Yes, he paints.
A puffy little cloud, a little happy cloud. That guy's dead.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you're on Radio Row, give us a call.
Yeah, I broadcast live from Radio Row earlier. It was a kolache factory, but it's the same.
It's the same
thing. That's what Radio Row is these days, restaurants and hotel rooms. So if you were at a Radio Row around Houston somewhere, or anywhere in the country can be a Radio Row, you just have to, you know, say it is. And then you have to be able to have people call you on the phone. That's Radio Row.
Yeah.
So if you're on Radio Row right now, give us a call. We couldn't be there, or I got kicked out of that kolache factory. I actually did for real. 713-780-3776. Well, I wasn't kicked out. Just like, you can't really broadcast in here and scream unless you get permission from corporate. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, but you're letting the guy that screams Jesus and he hates gays at everybody?
Well, he was being quiet.
Oh, he was quiet. Okay.
He's just sitting there drinking
a
coffee.
That guy's okay, but
I'm
you
like,
weren't.
Guys, I'm here at a Radio Row. And people are looking around like, this is Kalachi Factory on Westheimer and Chimney Rock.
Mm-hmm. So if you're at a Radio Row location, 713-780-3776, shortest wait times in the business, we'll get you on immediately. Immediately.
Trash. We're about to break it, but we're about to break
it. It's gimmick infringement.
It's not gimmick. There's no gimmick involved. We have the shortest wait times in
business.
It's a
lie. That's a lie.
No, it's actually
11-1, Raheel and Dell.
We started this up. We started this to make sure that our listeners had the shortest wait time in the business.
No, we've taken the game to a new level because you guys like to steal from us. What we do is if we know we're going to a break and you're on hold, we'll get your number and call you back, so you don't even have to wait at
so
all.
So you know, I actually did that one time. I set up, I called them tea times, where you could tell me when you wanted to be on the radio to talk sports. And one show I did this, where five different people emailed with their phone numbers, and we called them at that time, their scheduled time. Like, all right, let's get Gary in, who's at his cubicle. He wanted to, you know, he wanted to
at his scheduled time
at 8:19. How you doing, Gary? That idea.
Uh-huh.
You set up an appointment with me, John, and Dell, and we'll call you at that time. Before we go to a break, I'm going to say something that is not going to be met with. It's not going to be met favorably on this particular show, and you have to take it with a grain of salt. And I have to explain, but I'm not going to be able to explain until after this. I believe that James Harden might be the closest thing we've seen to Michael Jordan since Jordan played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You're going to leave that hanging out there while we talk to Tim Brown?
And I have to – no, Tim is at 9.
Oh, 9:05.
So I'll explain what I mean because it was coming to me. And it's not foolproof. There's a lot of holes in that.
Okay.
But I'll explain what I mean because I know some people are going to say LeBron. But I think actually – I think James is the closest we've seen to Michael Jordan without the playoffs.
Not Kobe? Not Kobe?
Not counting playoffs.
You think James?
Dumbass things?
No.
Pretty soon.
You know, pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Yeah, if you say dumbass things.
Who said that? Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz.
He was saying it about, I think, Nigel Bradham or something.
Was it Bradham?
I think so. I don't remember. Some linebacker.
It wasn't Brandon Gray.
You say dumbass things, you'll get labeled a dumbass. Well, let's just see how dumbass it is when I say it.
Okay.
I'll explain it.
Yeah. If you do dumbass things like ruin your vanity or...
Dummy.
Need and you or you don't have an outdoor kitchen or if you have a crappy fireplace or crappy countertops or some kind of... You want to put in an entire patio... In your front, whatever you want to do, if it's brick, if it's marble, if it's granite, absolute marble and granite is here for you. Jeff Aronoff is going to come to your home and give you that free estimate. Free estimate right now at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Jeff Aronoff is ready for you to give him a call, and he'll come to your home. He'll give you... Now, I have a tile out in my bathroom. No, that's not what he does. He puts in entire... patios, entire countertops, if you're rebuilding your home from the storm, he will come to your home and he will help you design countertops and everything that you need, all of the marble and tile and flooring, all of that. He does it every single day. 713-880-2822, 20% off because you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.